Hey, it's Dr. Gert with another psychological podcast. And before I start today's topic, I just want to thank everyone who took the time and effort to write a little note to me to give me comments on my last podcast. All of them were positive, and I thank you for that. It was the podcast I made on my real aversion towards the voicemail systems I have to go through when I deal with managed care companies. So I created a bit of a spoof, although from my perspective, it was kind of painful to listen to. You still, if you haven't heard it, may want to go back and listen to my voicemail from hell podcast. Anyway, so I want to thank you. And if anyone else does come up with any kind of criticisms or comments on my podcast, please write to me at hgurr@drsgurr.com. Or at podomatic.com. Anyway, today's topic is really something that I deal with every single day. And it's something that I, as a psychologist, do automatically and blindly. But people apparently have tremendous difficulty doing this, and I think it gets them in trouble. And that is the ability to think like somebody else. Everybody tends to look at the world through their own eyes. They believe people should behave the way they behave, or they believe people should perceive the world the way they perceive the world. And lo and behold, that's not true. Now, I learned that this was not true a long time ago. I did my early training in Fishkill Correctional Facility, which is a prison for the criminally insane in upstate New York. And I learned by listening to my clients how their perception of the world was 180 degrees different than mine. And that these guys, and most of my clients, as we'd call them, were multiple murderers. These guys perceived the world in a way that they were victims to others, and that it wasn't their fault that they killed somebody, it was the victim's fault. And so the classic story is a guy who would rob somebody, and during the robbery, the victim would move fast or some kind of jerky manner, and the perpetrator would shoot him. And when you ask the perpetrator, well, why'd you shoot that guy? And the perpetrator would say, well, I was protecting myself. You know, he might have hurt me. And when you try to explain to him, well, you know, you put a gun to his back and you attacked him, the perpetrator says, no, I didn't attack him. I just was doing my job. I rob people. That's what I do. And so it's his fault that he's dead. Now, that kind of logic kind of opens up your eyes and makes you realize that the way people see the world is very different depending on who you're talking to. So as a psychologist, when I'm sitting in the room talking to a client, I literally think like them. And I learn to think like everyone they're talking about. And so I could literally predict people's behaviors based upon past experience with populations who are similar in the way they view the world. And I could help my clients deal with whatever is going to happen because I can predict with pretty good accuracy that the person they're talking about is going to do something and I could predict that behavior. Of course, I've had people come back and say that I was, you know, right on the money, and how did I do that? And I don't think it's magic or anything. I just think it's, you know, having to deal with so many people over the years, you get to know how people think and why they do things and what their motivation is. And so I've learned how to do that very efficiently. And I could do it at the drop of a hat. So I have clients come in, I think like them, they leave, the next client comes in, and I shift my mindset automatically. And I try to teach my clients and my patients, do the same thing. Here's what I do, here's how I change my thinking, here's how I look at behavior. And I try to teach them to think like the individual they're having difficulty with, because it helps them understand their behavior and it helps them cope with the behavior better. I hope this tip helps. Until next time, this is Dr. Gurr. And if you want to see more about me, go to my website at drsgurr.com.